Hey friends, welcome to another episode of Voices of Hope. This week on the podcast, we have Dave and Christy Pruitt. Dave has been an elder here at New Hope, and Christy has been a deacon. And you may have seen Dave as he is the head of our greeters ministry here at New Hope. He's there almost every Sunday greeting people, and Christy is part of our peacemakers, and she started our prayer shawl ministry. Last Sunday was their last Sunday here at New Hope. They are moving to Texas to be closer to family, and we thought we'd give them a proper goodbye, talking with them on the podcast about all the ways that they fell in love with New Hope and made this their home. Enjoy the conversation.
You go first, David.
No, you go first.
All right. Dave and Christy, thank you for joining me today. And I wanted you guys on the podcast because you guys are making a transition here pretty soon to Texas. Do you guys want to kind of share like what this new adventure is in your life?
Well, we are. And I guess we could start with when I retired from Chevron in 2010, we looked at where we wanted to be in retirement. And we had lived 3 years in Denver in the early 90s and didn't want to stay in California, even though we have a lot of family in the southern part. And so we started looking around and decided we'd loved it when we were here and the first time. So we came back and looked and found a house that we liked in Castle Rock. And next thing we knew, we bought a house and we were moving.
Yep. So we've been here for 7 years. New Hope has been our church family. And now we're moving on to Texas. We have two daughters. Two of our three daughters are in Texas and eight of our nine grandchildren. So that's the draw.
Yeah.
And so really with two of the daughters there, we always assumed, unspoken a lot of times, that at some point we'd be down there when we got too old to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But things just worked in the Lord's way.
Yep.
And we felt a calling to be down there, so we put the house in the market and sold it fast, and so we're transitioning out quickly.
All right. And where in Texas again? The
Wichita Falls.
It's
2 hours by car north of Dallas and about an hour south of the Oklahoma border.
Okay. Very nice. So how are you guys feeling at this moment about the move here? Excited and sad and
all the above.
Bittersweet.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Very much so. It's hard to leave mostly the people, you know, here. We've made so many neat connections, and that's the part that's hard to leave, but we have to look towards hopefully helping the kids out and being there for them and being able to share in the grandkids' recitals and all of their fun times. So mm-hmm. It'll be nice to be there for them.
Yeah. So New Hope became your home, and you moved here 7 years ago, you said.
Mm-hmm.
What drew you to New Hope, and why did you stay, and why is this place been important to you?
Well, I think, like everybody, once we got here, one of the first things high on our priority list was finding a church home. And so probably like a lot of people, we started, and like we've done in the past, we started church shopping. And New Hope was about the third or fourth church that we visited. And we were, first off, very impressed with the people, the sermon, the music. Everything about it just struck a very positive chord with us.
The style of the service, too, was very comfortable for us. We tend to like more of a traditional service, and it just fit with what we were looking forward to, you know, fitting into. It was funny because as we were leaving California, our church there had a new minister. And when we told him we were moving to Castle Rock, he paused for a minute and said, "Castle Rock, oh, there's a guy in my PhD program who works at a church in Castle Rock. He said, you'll have to check out New Hope. Hmm. That happened to be Eric.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that hint was there. And that was... In fact, I think this might have been the first church we tried. And we thought, well, before we just settle in, you know, we need to make sure. Mm-hmm. And definitely came back and have been just thrilled to be here.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, it's one thing to visit a church and like it. Mm-hmm. But what kept you coming back? I mean, what was it about this place that you made it your home?
Yeah. Gradually, we became involved with some different people and different organizations. Probably one of the first ones was Greeters, and gradually getting to know more people. And I think if you join one little group, and it, the nice thing is nobody pushes you. You know, okay, where are you going to go? What do you have to do? You don't have to, but you feel compelled to check out different things that are going on because there's so much going on at the church. And once you get started, then just the people, to it's a delight to be around them, and they have lots of different ways of serving. So it's easy to find a niche.
Good. What are some of the memories here at New Hope that you're going to cherish as you make this next step in your journey?
I guess for me, it's all about the people. It's being engaged through greeters, through session, being an elder on session. The music program is fabulous. The engagement opportunities are numerous and many, but again, like Christy was saying, there's no pressure. It's all just available if you want to partake of it. And I think one of the things that really we have enjoyed as much as anything else are the sermons. And Russ's sermons have been tremendous. We're excited about you coming on board, Jordan, because we've seen a lot of growth in you just over the past time that you've been here, and it's really impressive. And I think you both bring something unique to the pulpit.
Yeah,
I think as we go through the year too, Christmas time will come, and we'll think, "Oh, I wish I could go to Figgy Pudding. That's such a fun event every year." And then we enjoy going out, crazy as we are, to the early morning Easter sunrise service. We've been greeting at that one, and every year it's different. You never know, you know, the weather and the circumstances, but everybody's happy to be there, and it's always beautiful. So there are lots of things like that. I'll miss Peacemakers and doing the bazaar in the fall and seeing what we can do, and the prayer shawl group is a real quiet kind of group. We meet once a month, but other than that, we do most of the work at home on our own, and we get together and we compare notes and share stories and share what we've been doing, and check into the prayer shawls. And it's just wonderful the response we get from those, that once people have been given a shawl, and it really keeps us going, you know. It's really a worthwhile
I think it's amazing how thing. People how it touches people when you give that to them. It's a small gesture,
right,
to give them a prayer shawl, but it means a lot for a lot of people when they receive it.
We've heard from a lot of people, and it's been very touching that they have really appreciated it. And that's one of the groups that I'll really be missing.
And one of the things about the prayer shawl ministry is that I appreciate the deacons, once the shawls are made, the deacons then kind of take responsibility for delivering them. And each time someone raises their hand and says, I know somebody that would really bring comfort to, the deacons get together and gather around that shawl and pray actually for that individual. Mm-hmm. And that this shawl will bring them comfort. And then it's hand delivered by a deacon to the individual.
Mm-hmm. We pray for them too at our meetings once a month. And while we're knitting or crocheting, you know, we have no idea where it will go or who it will go to, but, you know, prayers are said all along the way. And there is a little card that explains that goes along with the shawl. And anyone from the congregation is more than welcome to come and check it off and just take it and deliver it on their own. It's not restricted to only deacons to be able to do that.
And it's not even restricted in terms of who gets one, to members of New Hope or attendees. It can be anybody, family, friends, people in the community, just somebody who needs one that's going to bring them some peace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a beautiful ministry. Mm-hmm. And, Dave, you've been involved in the greeters. You've been the head of greeters for how long?
4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years. And so what about that ministry drew you into that?
I've been a greeter at every church we've gone to, greeter/usher, since I was in high school. And I have always found it, especially with the moves that we've made, it's one of the best ways to get connected within a church, because you're out there meeting people as they come in. It's also, I think, a great responsibility, because greeters and ushers are the first face of the church that new visitors as well as regular attendees see. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like we set the tone for how that worship service is going to go as people arrive.
Yeah, and you've done such a great job with it.
Oh, thank you.
I know that's something we're going to miss you in dearly, and also the prayer shawl and the peacemakers. And both elder and deacon roles that you have played while you guys have been here. And but which one of you is going to roll off anyway this year? You were?
Yeah.
And you were going to go on?
Or I still had one more year, they found someone to take that position for the next year.
Yeah. So you guys are a pretty integral part of this community, and I know it hurts you guys to leave, and it's sad, but the feeling is mutual. I don't know if that makes it, that doesn't make it easier, but know that it's not one of those things where this is a one-sided relationship. I think that's when you really do find a church home, is when both sides feel very strongly about the relationship. So
We will definitely be back to visit.
So I remember when I was asking you guys about moving, and you said you have moved a lot, and talk a little bit about what's the easiest part of moving and what's the hardest part about moving.
Well, I hate moving. I hate it with a passion, because you have to start over. And just about the time in our almost 42 years of married life, 41, this month, every time we move someplace, just about the time we got the house and the yard and everything the way we wanted it, we got transferred.
Mm-hmm. And that was because...
That's kind of...
You're in the Marines,
no,
right?
Well, no. I was in the Marines, yes, but I was a reserve.
Okay.
So I ended up traveling for my reserve commitment from wherever I was with my civilian career. Okay. I was a HR manager for Getty, and then Getty got bought by Texaco, and I survived that. And then Texaco got bought by Chevron, and I survived that, and then retired out of Chevron.
Okay. So the HR job had you move around?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh goodness, the tedious part is all the paperwork. which is easier now than it used to be, but those things, I guess I don't worry about it as much at this point with just the two of us. It'll all get there and it'll get done. We don't have any deadlines. It's not like we've got to get there because school starts, you know, or anything like that.
Or a job starts.
We're just, we can take our time and it, I guess since we've done it lots of times, it's not as, I don't know, looming or something, but, it's making those connections again. When the kids are little, you have automatic connections, at least I did, through the kids and those things.
And I had connections through work.
Right. Yeah. And now in retirement, it takes more of an effort. You have to put yourself out there and you have to seek out and really think about, okay, what is valuable in my life? What gifts do we have that we can share with others? And those are the most fulfilling things, to be able to use your gifts. So to look for places that we can do that.
Friends and fellowship and belonging and
all those things.
Which I think maybe with Texas, it's going to help a little bit to have family there.
Well, exactly.
Right?
And I was just going to say that, because moving to a place where 8 of our 9 grandchildren are,
they'll keep you busy.
Is a real plus.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things I hate about moving is changing your address and all the different accounts you have at all different places.
Oh, I always felt like when somebody asked me when we first moved, when they asked me my address or my phone number, it was like taking an exam because, okay, am I getting the right numbers this time? Uh-huh. It's a new zip code plus the old one plus the, and when, this is how old we are, originally we only had one home phone.
Right.
And then it became each of us have a cell phone, plus we still are dinosaurs and like to have a home phone. So there are three
groups of numbers
that are just phone numbers. Now, our phones can be our cheat sheet, which is actually kind of nice too.
Yeah.
So we can fall back on that. But yeah, all of the different numbers and,
And I don't know how many, for Michelle and I, we have Hulu subscription and all these other things online. So you have to go on there and update your address.
That's right.
And so after the first time we moved, what we learned, we keep a whole spreadsheet now of all these different places we have that information that we had to change. Because that's a pain. Because you can do the forwarding address with the post office.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't change a lot of the stuff you need to change.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just this morning I went to Walgreens and to redeem some of the rewards points. You have to put in your zip code. And it is our zip code in Michigan.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't changed it. And so I'm sitting there for a little bit.
Could you remember it?
I can't remember what it was, so I quick Googled it. then I put it in. But, yeah, that type of stuff you'll catch throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
But
You don't realize how many different accounts and we have now. Yeah.
Yeah. So moving is always tough. You guys have a moving company moving you, right?
Yes.
Okay. You guys aren't doing that just yourselves.
Oh, no.
We got spoiled with corporate moves.
And military,
And military moves,
yeah. Michelle and I have talked if we move out of our apartment into another place or even, eventually at some point somewhere else, just going to hire movers because... it's been fine with our little apartments moving them, but I can't imagine a whole house.
And it's enough unpacking, but to have to pack it and then unpack it is more than we could do. Yeah.
Well, what else would you guys like to share? This is kind of a time where I wanted to sit down with you two and people can listen to this. Maybe some people I haven't been able to say goodbye. I mean, that'll happen. And so Well, there's some other things you want to say.
Anybody who's coming through Texas, we would encourage you to
look us up.
Close to Wichita Falls, which is, like I said, north of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Look us up.
Yeah.
So yeah. And the church will have you guys here. The staff will have our address and and information. Mm-hmm. So we'd love to see everybody.
Yeah. We'll definitely be back.
And you're not rid of us yet, because we will be coming back.
This will be a nice vacation spot, right?
Exactly.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have enough friends, you can stay with somebody, go up to the mountains.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are still things that we haven't done in Colorado that, you know, when you live there, you think, oh, we'll get to that. And a lot of things are like, oh, well, the next time somebody comes to visit, then we'll go do that, you know.
Yeah.
So there's still things that we could do and see here. So,
have you gone up to Pike's Peak?
Oh.
Several times.
Yeah.
That's
a favorite.
Yeah.
It is a fun one. Ride the train. You hear all the fun stories.
The Cod Railway.
Yeah. Yep. It's fun.
Wasn't there a story last year that they may end up closing it?
Oh, I hope not. Yeah. It's a fun ride.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One time we took friends and I don't remember, was it in the spring and the snow hadn't melted and we had another snowstorm. So we got
halfway up
and they had to turn around
come back down.
Well,
just come
so,
back. It only
yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't turn around.
Slide.
Yeah, well,
it goes back down.
We turn. So anyway, but it was still fun. You know,
yeah.
We had a good time and
my
got
parents
the gist
did
of it.
It a couple of years ago when they're driving through to go to I think it was Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back that day. I think Michelle and I were working, and they felt sick.
Yes.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They got so sick
from
the altitude. And
yeah, they need to be here a couple of days and adjust before they go all the way up there.
Right.
That's something that, yeah.
Well, I always tell them, my family, when they come out here, you need to drink water.
Yes.
And
they're
from Iowa, and so you don't really need to drink water. You just absorb it from the air.
Oh.
The humidity.
Yeah.
And so when they're out here, like, I don't have to drink water. I'm fine.
Right,
like,
right.
You may feel fine now, but eventually this is going to catch up and you're going to.
Yeah, it does. That's
it gets
not
that weird
fun.
Feeling of, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anything else? I can't think of anything and.
No, I would just encourage everybody to get involved at church. You know, even if it's just one little group, you'll find wonderful people and have a great time.
Yeah, and I guess I might add, we didn't get engaged with a small group until about a year and a half, 2 years ago. So we've been here 4 or 5 years and done a lot of other involvement activities, but not small group. And we got invited to join one about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And that has just been such a rewarding experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's another way, like you were talking about, to be a greeter, that gets you connected. But if you get involved with a life group, that gets you even more connected.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's part of our building a life
exactly.
type of thing. Yeah, that's I joined one couple years ago too when we first started coming here and I started working here and it's been nice. Yeah, it's a good community to get together with, and some of them only get together every once in a while. Other ones get together every Sunday after church for lunch or something. But
ours is every other week, and we take turns hosting, and it's fairly small. I think there were 12 of us, and maybe even less now, but that way we take turns, you know, going to each other's houses, and there's plenty of space and it's not overwhelming or anything. But yeah, that's been really nice.
Yeah,
close friends.
Yeah. And 7 years, when you say it seems like a decent amount of time, but when you live it, it feels real fast.
Quickly.
It sure does.
Yeah.
We wish you guys the best of luck.
Thank you
so
much.
And blessings. And we'll be thinking
thank
of you guys
you.
And praying for you as you make this new, I always like to call them journeys or adventures, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
And that's what life is.
Another chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something new. And So I wish you guys the best.
Another opportunity to excel.
Yes, another opportunity to excel. That's good. Yeah, when you retire, you don't just stop. You're still learning and growing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. For sure.
All right.
Good. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, you guys, for coming on the podcast. And well, I'm sure we'll say a goodbye to you guys on the 10th. And
no, we'll Russell say see you later.
See you later. Yes,
not a goodbye. Just see you later.
I was trying to figure out what we would title this podcast. And maybe see you later.
There you go.
Because I was thinking about goodbyes with, but I was like, because you guys will be back.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.